Hi, this is a question for Robert Hamontree, Robert Hamontree. Date of birth is 8/20/1971. Date of accident is 5/26/2023. Date of service 6/29/2023. Patient reports that he is having severe pain in the neck, mid back, lower back, and it is hard for him to bend down. Some pain in the left knee is reported. He does not report any pain in the shoulders, elbow, hands, fingers, or hip, or the right knee, or both ankle or feet. No pain, only in the left knee. Patient attributes all of the symptoms to the automobile accident that occurred. He reports that the accident happened on 5/26/2023, and he was seen on 6/5/2023 at Greater Tamil Health Urgent Care. He reported that he was a restaurant driver and no one else was in the car. He was traveling with an Impala and was collided with a truck. He was traveling at 20 miles an hour and he collided with a 65 to 70 miles an hour speed. The patient was not wearing a seatbelt and airbags did not deploy. He momentarily lost consciousness. It was not a hit and run accident. Police came on the scene. Ambulance did not come on the scene. He was taken to the hospital. He was not taken to the hospital by ambulance. Patient reports that he was passing through a green light when other driver hit him at 50 to 75 miles an hour. He went to the emergency room on the day of accident, which is 5/26/2023. He remained there for 16 hours. At the Detroit hospital, and a prescription for Norco was given, ibuprofen 600 milligram and Flexeril was given. At the time, he was suffering from severe pain in the neck, mid back, upper back, lower back, and left knee pain, 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. And X-rays were found to be negative. He also suffered from dizziness, blurred vision, which is continued since ever the accident. The police report is not available at the time of dictations. Following are the history of presenting illness, patient reports of presence of headaches which are in the front and back, and they're moderately severe, and they're off and on. They're not sensitive to the light or noise. Associated factor, nausea, vomiting, seizures, aura are not present. In the additional symptoms of TBI, patient has reported that he has ongoing dizziness and vertigo that remain the same as since the time of accident, and he has a loss of concentration, but he denies any loss of consciousness, seizures, or any loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, ringing in the ear or buzzing in the ear. He denies any vision problem like double vision or any spots in the vision, loss of vision field. He denies any incontinence of the urine and bowel, and he has no loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, or lack of focus. Patient has some amount of lightheadedness and tingling, but is not reported where. He denies any sudden anesthesia, sleep disturbance. He denies any anxiety, depression, or panic. Regarding the pain, patient reports that he has ongoing pain in the neck, which is around 10, scale of 1 to 10. Oh, sorry. Neck pain is 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. Without any radiculopathy or radiation to the upper extremities or fingers, mid back pain is reported to be 8, lower back pain is 10. Lower back pain is not reported to be radiated to buttocks or legs and in front or back anywhere, no radiation. He also has pain in the left knee, which is 7, making it difficult to walk. These pains are present continuously all day and night, and they hurt him to bend down. Reports that these pains are described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, cramping, gnawing, G-N-A-W-I-N-G, sickening, punishing, cruel, aching, heavy, tender, tiring, fearful. Pain intensity is between 8 to 10, and ADLs are affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Modified factor for the pain, pain is worsened by sitting, bending, standing, walking, and driving, and improved by medication therapy. In the past, patient has had X-rays at the greater health, family health, and also at the hospital. Patient reports he denies any muscle weakness or dropping any plates or phones. He denies any bladder bowel incontinence. No numbness, tingling in the finger or toes are not noted down. Regarding the past treatment, patient report that he has been to ER at the Harper Hospital where he was there for 16 hours, and then he went to Illinois where there is a greater family medical clinic where he was there on 6/5/2023, and he received X-rays, narco, flexural, lidocaine gel, X-rays of the neck and the back were normal. So far, no therapy has been given. Now he's back to Michigan. He denies any chiropractic treatment or acupuncture, epidural injection, any surgery, none of that. Please review the chart for system review for surgical history. In the northwestern, he has a 2-stent place in his heart. In 2021, so please review the chart for family history, for family history, relationship status, disability, procedures, and ADLs also. Please review the chart. ADLs are displayed at 2 places, paragraph 11. Then also in the back, please mention that. Physical examination, patient is blood pressure is 154 over 110, pulse is 88, pulse ox is 98, height is 5'9", weight is 220, 51-year-old white male of the good condition, alert, orient, cooperative, conscious, with no sinuses, jaundice, clavicular anemia. Patient is well built. No, he does not exhibit seizure, anxiety, or panic, or distress, not surprise. He's sitting comfortably, hydration is good, nutrition is good. Forward, inside, parents are good. Your food activity, rest and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well, it's mobile, depending without using. Rest of the exam is from the template, including neurological, psychiatric, and musculature exams. The musculoskeletal examination and inspection palpation is from the template. Spine tenderness, none is observed. Paravertebral muscle spasm, observed. Hypotonicity, none observed. Range of motion of the cervical spine, lumbar spine is completely normal. The maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain are also all normal, except for, they're all normal. Examination of the extremities. The examination of the left knee reveals that there is slight pain on moving with small amount of crepitus grinding belt, although there is no scar erythematosus. The peripatellar tetralysis is observed. The collateral ligaments are, however, normal. Where valgus varus abnormally absent. What coverage is negative? Metamory signs, Steinman signs, patellar appendage are normal. Rest of the extremities are completely normal. Diagnosis. In general, B89.2 X60, Z79.891, CNS R51, R42, F41.1, F32.9, nerves M79.2, muscles M60.9, ligaments M54.0. In the left knee, M25.5. Cervical spine M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, 53.82, S13.4XXA. In the thoracic spine M54.09, 54.6, 51.24, 54.14. In the lumbar spine, 54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S3.5XXA. Plan of care for Robert Hammond Treves from the template. The treatment plan is as follows. The patient is provided following non-narcotic medication, which is Mobic, 7.5 mg twice a day for muscle for anti-inflammatory and healing, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Elavil 50 mg at night for sleep, GAD disorder and pain relief, Neurontin 600 mg twice a day for headache relief, Curisset 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headache relief, lidocaine ointment for pain relief. Physical therapy is also ordered 3 times per week for the affected area, which is neck, mid-back, lower back and the left knee, with traction massage. Disability-wise, patient remains disabled for work, for light duty job has been ordered, 7 hours 5 days with 7 pound lifting limit. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referred to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Interventional pain procedure, none are being considered at this time. Review of the available MRI, other imaging records. None of the records were available at the time of examination. Only X-rays may have been done. No MRIs have been done. Surgical options are none. Neuropsych, none. Dependent care, caseworker, none. Past medical records have been ordered, released and reviewed. Investigations, we are not ordering any new investigation. Session will arrive for follow-up and then will be decided. DMEs, patient is provided with the dense unit in place for healing. Other than this, patient will follow up in 15 days time. He is otherwise stable. Thank you.